Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Oh, I love that song. Anyway, welcome everybody. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and what a good week it has been so far. And I hope you've all had a fantastic week and having a fantastic week. Welcome to Raising the Vibration with Love. My name is John Sabin, spiritual medium. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N. Don't get mixed up with the putting the H in. It's J-O-N. Nice and plain and simple, just like me, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can also get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. So, wow, I hope you, like I say, having a great week. Loads of things have been happening, really, over the past sort of few days, which is all really cool. Things are moving forward for me and my work, and I hope they are for you guys too. Because there's a little bit of a theme that we're going to go with this evening, as we do, you know, raising the vibration with love. And I went into meditation just before I started, as I do every time, with my my guides and my family and the angels and my helpers, and always have a little bit of a chat and see what we want to talk about, pretty much on each show, really. And tonight, they came up with serve. And serving, and how we serve each other, and focus on service has been a big thing over the past sort of few weeks, and the way things are sort of going and moving. So we're going to have a little bit of chat about that tonight as well, and a few other bits and bobs, because it's funny how these themes tend to go. This week we actually went out last night, myself and Teresa, went out for a couple of cocktails and a nice curry, and there was a little bit of a story, a little bit of a philosophy that that I told her in the car as we'd finished. So I'm going to tell you about that in a little while as well, because I know she's listening and she'll be chuckling away, because they were very nice cocktails. And do you know what they did as well? They're ever so clever down at Little Greens, because they give you this buy two for a tenner, but you have to buy the same two cocktails. So of course we had to have four, didn't we? Two each, you know. It'd be rude not to, really, wouldn't it? So yeah, we had a lovely evening. And tonight's been really funny. Some of the guys that I work with at Adventurous, which is a corporate events company that I do some work with, and they'd organised this pizza making event at Pizza Express over in Birmingham. So we went over just to have a little bit of a drink and have a laugh at this pizza making event. And it was really good fun. I really enjoyed it. We had a couple of drinks, and obviously we made our own pizzas, and we got to fling dough about and stuff like that. So I won an award. I can't believe I won an award, and I'll tell you what it says on the award. I'm sure the picture will be up on Facebook at some point, but the award is the biggest dough tosser certificate has been awarded to John, who created his own pizza. So as you can imagine, yes, that's me as the biggest tosser, as they say, at throwing pizza dough around. It was very funny, it was very good, and obviously I went for it, and that's why I managed to get the award. And yeah, it was brilliant. I can't remember who got the best pizza in the end, though. I don't know if it was Justin or whether it was Kurt, I can't remember, but yeah, it was a very good evening. So back to business, and yes, I am, I can, I will. My great motto that I love to use every time I work, like a little bit of a mantra. I am, I can, I will. And also, earlier on as well, I went and sat down the castle earlier. Going on down there, and saw some wonderful stuff, some lovely cloud formations. And I sat very, very quiet, and I could hear the birds singing in the background just as the sun had gone down. I've got some lovely pictures. And there was this one bird that really stood out, and he was chirping away like I'd never heard a bird chirp away like this before. It was absolutely amazing. It was incredible. And I sat really quiet listening to this bird. And this bird was obviously chirping away to one of his mates. And I could tell it was the same one. And I've never heard so many different sounds come out of one little bird. It was unbelievable, absolutely mind-blowing stuff. He was whistling like people whistle. He was whistling tunes. He was whistling parts of tunes. He was making his own little things that they do, that they make up. Just he must have been the bird of a thousand voices or something like that. It was absolutely amazing. And I just sat listening to this little bird chirping and singing away to whoever was listening. And it was absolutely wonderful. And it was really nice to just sit in that quiet and just listen to the bird and feel the energies of nature that was all around. It was really, really nice. So as usual, we're going to go to our phone lines. I know we've got a couple of people that have been waiting, and then one lady who got in there early tonight, 4 minutes earlier than anybody else as well, so that's cool. So I'll tell you a little bit about the philosophy and the work and the serving. In a few moments, we're going to talk a little bit about healing and intention. As it's Wednesday, we've only got an hour show on Wednesday, because normally we're going to have guests that are going to come and join us on a Wednesday. We've got John Sherry, who's coming back next week. He's the energy reader. He's coming to join us the week after next. We have Lorraine Dolan, who is, how can I explain Lorraine Dolan? Because she works with galactic beings, she works with angels, she's a spiritual medium as well, awesome lady, so I'm looking forward to her coming on. And we're getting more people as well that are coming to join us over the course of the Wednesday, so really looking forward to that, to get lots of people's different perspective on how they serve and how they do their work. So let's go over to our first caller. Hello.
Good evening, champion dough tosser.
Thank you very much. That was awesome. I can't believe I won that. It was great.
A great triumph.
It certainly was. It certainly was. Marissa, how can we help you this evening? How are you doing?
It's Marty.
Marty, okay, yeah, Marty.
Yeah, different M name. That's all right.
Yep.
Maybe you're thinking on Facebook, my name's Marika on there, but you're close.
Anywho, there we go.
Actually, the question I wanted to ask you fits perfectly with your theme for the night. Isn't it wonderful how synchronicities go?
Yes.
I have known for quite some time, a couple of years at least, that part of my path part of my life contract, if you will, somehow entailed learning some type of energy healing. And it's something I've been praying on a long time to be led to the right modality that I should learn. Anyway, I came across somebody just the other day who it really resonated with me, like maybe this might be the right teacher for me.
Okay.
And he teaches distant energy healing and stuff, and actually gave me a pretty astonishingly good adjustment from long distance, and I was like, wow, I got the juice. So I was hoping maybe you could pick up on if indeed he might be the proper teacher for me. Because honestly, I'm a little bit, the only thing I'm a little intimidated of is the amount of money entailed in the training course, because I'm on a very limited funds, and it's not really that his prices are that outrageous compared to some I've seen. I'm just on limited funds, so.
Okay, cool. My first instinct with things like that is trust your gut instinct. However, you will, if you feel that he's the right person for you at that time, he will help you develop up until a certain. Is it a long course or is it a short course?
It's I believe it's six sessions for each level, and I think he goes up to four levels. You know, you can go as, you know, however many levels you want, you know, but each level I think is six sessions, and it can be spread out, you know, as close or far as you want. Like you could do two sessions a week or just one session a week or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, he's flexible that way, so.
Okay, well that's quite good, especially the fact that you can jump in and do as many as you want. So you can do as many as you feel that you need to do with him, or to your limited funds, let's say, and literally see what happens at the end of that point and see how you feel, whether you want to give it a break for a bit and then save some more and then do the next lot. I'm just seeing if anybody's going to say anything on this one. Okay, yeah. So you will get to a point where you will out. It's not nice saying outgrow, because you will become to a certain point of your development where that teacher has no more to offer you. That's the point where you need to be strong and say, right, okay, I feel this is not quite for me and what I need to do now, and perhaps move on to somebody else. But I do feel I've got a circle coming in here. What's this all about? All right, okay. I do feel this is going to be good for you to start with. We're not serving, aren't we? Yeah. It's something to do with the circles, the roundabout kind of thing. It's a whole. Okay, they're talking about the whole thing. The whole thing is going to be good for you. But trust in your own instinct and your own gut feeling. Yes, because they're bringing up a certificate. So there must be some kind of certificate that he gives you of some sort.
Okay.
Ask him about that. Not that you need it, but Spirit are showing me a certificate. Okay. Because obviously a lot of work that we do doesn't have any official kind of diplomas or anything like that, especially like mediumship and stuff. You know, when you go out and get your insurance and that, you know, people say, oh, have you got a certificate? We say, well, no, there isn't actually, there isn't one. Okay. How should we do this one? Lots of work to be done, so there's going to be lots of studying, lots of writing, It is around this energy stuff, because I can see it coming in now. Okay. Because you're going to work with yourself and do a lot of work with yourself, and then you'll start doing the distance stuff. Okay, but I do feel a bit of excitement with this as well. I feel it's gonna help me do a lot of stuff. So yeah, I feel this is gonna be a good thing for you to do, even if you start it and get whatever it is that you need to get out of it. Yeah.
So I might. So basically, it's a yes. He's a good teacher for me, but I'm just saying hypothetically, I might get through level one and two, and decide that I'm gonna, you know, seek other, you know, another teacher or something at that point, rather than continue to 3 and 4 with him.
Yeah, that's what I feel. But you know, go with the flow. It may be that things change over time as well, and they may want you to stay and do another one.
Right.
Depending on whether your next teacher is ready yet.
Well, yeah, they, you know, spirit does present them when you're ready.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I just felt like a real spark, like, wow, this guy's got the juice. But it was more than that. It was more than just the amazing work he did on me. It was something else there that I couldn't quite quantify.
Cool.
You know, so
yeah.
I was just had a feeling, okay, so good. Now I just have to keep the intention out there for universe to provide the funds where I feel like I can part with them.
Yeah, that's it. You know, send that thought out. You know, have a chat with your angels and your guides and say, right, okay, this is obviously the one that you want me to do because of everything that you're giving me. Can you help me with the funds to get this done? And they will give you the right amount of funds to, you know, for the right length of time.
Excellent. Any chance to get another look at that gentleman you saw coming in for me? They giving you anything else?
I'm getting a... Oh, crikey, okay. I'm getting a blue tie.
A blue tie?
A blue tie. So we've got this tall gentleman, wasn't he? Because they're showing me again. Tall gentleman, he'd got straight shoulders, he's got darker hair coming in darker hair. Oh, it's going a bit lighter now. Hang on. He's got a lovely face around him. Really kind eyes. He's got lovely, not puffy cheeks, but he's got some cheeks there that you'd notice, if you know what I mean. Okay. I'm just being shown this blue tie. Oh, he might have some baggage as well.
Emotional or physical?
Everybody's got emotional baggage anyway, haven't they?
Well, yes, we do.
Okay, anything else on this guy? No, they're having a laugh and a chuckle here. So, yeah, we'll just leave it at that because they're not saying any more. I've got some books for you, though. I've got a brown book. It's a brown cover. It looks like a hardback or a leather kind of book. So I don't know if this is like a diary to write in or whether it's a book to read. I can't quite see yet. It's definitely leather because I can see the folds and like the creases in it.
The grain, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so I'm... Oh, right, okay. So I'm starting to write my experiences. When you do this energy healing stuff you do, write down your experiences of what goes on with you.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So you can keep a tally of like each time that you do it. All right, okay, they're saying week by week. Week by week.
So they're pulling me back to that. They don't want to tell me about him.
No. No, they don't want to tell you about him. They were laughing and saying, no, it's not yet. So I'm literally getting like a diary of week by week with my experiences of what's happening to me on a physical, emotional, and the stuff that I'm doing as well.
Okay.
It will give you something to look back to as well, because they're saying that like in 6 months to a year, you're going to be a completely different person than you are now.
I've actually been putting that intention out that I really need like a whole sweeping change, new beginnings, because I've felt for quite a long time that a lot of just the whole cycle was just kind of, you know, things were wrapping up, ending of chapters kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
perfect.
That's good to hear.
Absolutely perfect. Yeah. Well, I've got some crystals coming in for you as well. I've got a diamond that's coming in. I don't even know what diamond stands for. Have a look on the internet after the call and see what the spiritual meaning for diamond is.
I shall do that.
Because I've got a lovely diamond coming in. Okay. I can't even see my book anymore, can I? So I'm just looking to see if I've got my numbers booked, because they're just going to be... Remember the number 63?
Oh, it's my birth year. I can remember that easy.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's why they're giving it to you then, because I thought they were looking for my angel book then. So 63, okay, so that's just some evidence for you. Okay. Anything else, guys? We've got this beautiful sunset that's coming over this beautiful field. And I feel calm and relaxed. Okay. We know there's new things coming up for you. We know there's new changes. There's a box for you, so there's a present that's coming from Spirit and the angels. It's something to work with, okay? So something's going to come through with that, with your energy healing. There's something else that's coming as well. Okay. They're not going to tell you what it is yet, because that it's over time that you'll be presented with it, okay?
So a surprise from the universe, huh?
Yes. Yeah, we love those ones. They're great. Okay, let's see what card they've got for you today. We've got different cards today. We're using the Archangel Oracle cards, the lovely orangey colour ones from Doreen Virtue. And today your card is... Oh, there you go. Prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
That's beautiful. Excellent.
Absolutely perfect. Lots of blue coming in there for communication. They're blowing the trumpet to make sure that you get heard. So keep that speech going. The angel is spreading its wings, so it's time for you to spread your wings and go forward.
Excellent.
And all those clouds are behind you.
Beautiful, encouraging messages today. Very happy. Excellent. Thank you.
Bless you, Marty. Thank you very much. Lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep coming back and pestering you. I love you. I'm so glad I found your show. I think you're terrific.
Thank you very much. Bless you. It's lovely to have such lovely compliments as well. I'm glad we're doing a good job. You know, that's what it's all about for us.
Well, you have a lovely energy and a very soothing voice, and I just get a very nice vibe from you, so very comfortable.
Oh, bless you.
I like that a lot.
Bless you. Cool. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for calling in. And yeah, we'll keep listening, and good luck.
I shall. Take care now.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Wow, awesome first call there from Marty. Amazing. Some lovely evidence there from Spirit and the Angels as well for her, and obviously for everybody that's listening. Now, don't forget, everybody, with you know, all the messages that come through, advice and guidance from Spirit, it is down to your personal responsibility on how you deal with it and move forward. Okay. So we were talking earlier about a little bit about philosophy and serving, and that's what the theme is today, and how we serve and help people. We've got a few people in the chat room today as well, so we've got Soul11, hello, how you doing? We've got Pub Mama, who we just spoke to. Mary Lou, who knew? Who knew? Who knew, Mary Lou? I don't know. Somebody does. The guest, 537, guest 516. Welcome, everybody, in the chat room. If anybody's got any questions they want to put through on the chat room, please feel free. We've got some more people to go to on the phone lines in just a moment. So we're talking about the philosophy of the serving and working. Now, we came out of the Curry House last night, and it was a little bit of a story. It's one that I used to say in service and stuff, and it's funny how we leave a tip when we go to somewhere like that. And this is what we were doing last night, what we were talking about at the Curry House in town. And I said to him, you know, is the tip normally the waiter gets it, doesn't it? You know, the person that serves you. But when you think about it, you know, you've got everybody else that's in that place that's worked hard for you to have that dinner. Okay. So what I did once, I was down in London, and I was having dinner in Leicester Square at this, I think it was an Italian restaurant or something like that. And we had this lovely meal. And the waiter came up at the end and we wanted to leave a tip, and I said, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you the story, the philosophy side, but the philosophy side, and this is what I did when I was in London. Okay, there was this young lad. Okay, he's about 18, 19, and he works in the kitchen of this restaurant. Okay, and he's washing up all the plates. Okay, so that they can go out and be served and stuff. And this one night, there was the chef and there was all the waiters and everybody else in the kitchen. Okay, tips came in. The chef got his share of the tips. The waiters got their share of the tips, and obviously the managers and assistant managers, etc. And the lad that does all the washing up was like, well, hang on a minute, you know, don't I get any part of the tips? He said, no, you get paid X amount, blah, 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 to wash those, and that's your job, that's what you do. And he was like, well, that's not quite right, is it? So, anyway, he came in a little bit early the next day, a little bit disgruntled, as you would be, and started the shift. So they did the first sitting at lunchtime. And as they did the first sitting, the plates went out all nice and clean. People had their amazing food. They all came back into the kitchen. And they just kept coming back in and coming back in. So come to the second sitting of the day, they went to serve the food and stuff like that. But there was no clean plates. Okay. So they shouted out, where's let's call him Jimmy, just for a name. So they shouted out, Jimmy, where are you? Come and clean these plates, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, hang on a minute. He said, yesterday, a share of the tips that you were giving, okay? But today, now that you've realized that my job is just as important as your job, because if I don't clean these plates, you cannot get these clean plates with food on out to your customers. So in theory, my job is probably just as important as your job is. So the philosophy of it is, no matter what you do in the world, okay, you have a purpose, okay, you serve, and you are just as important as anybody else. If anybody ever tells you that you are lesser than anybody else because of a certain job or whatever it is that you do, okay, then, well, just don't even listen to them, because, you know, like I say, the boy that was washing the pots, okay, was more almost as important as anybody else. We are all on the same level. A lot of people don't think so. It's a shame that big companies don't actually see that, because if you've got the young lad that goes around with all the letters and stuff, you know, the little mail boy, whatever you want to call him, if the people didn't get the mail, then they wouldn't know, etc., etc., etc. Okay, but they're always classed as being bottom of the pile, aren't they? Now, to me, that's actually wrong. If companies realised how much work they actually do and how the business runs with these small little jobs, okay, people would work a lot better, they'd be a lot happier. And it's all about getting it on par, getting that balance right, okay, all to do with balance. So a little bit of philosophy there about that and serving. Probably didn't make a lot of sense, but you know where I'm coming from. Okay, so let's go over to our next caller. Oh, hi, Walsh, you just come in. How are you doing? I hope you're having a lovely day. We're going to go straight over to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Landrea.
Oh, sorry, what was your name?
Landrea with an R.
Oh, sorry, I can't hear you very well. And was it Andrea or Rondrea?
No, it's Rondrea with an R. R-O-N-D-R-I-A.
Oh. Bless you, sorry, I couldn't hear you very well then. Rondrea, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah. Yes, I'm doing very well. I'm having a lovely evening. It's nice and dark over here in the UK. It's 10:30 and we've got clear skies and the stars are shining bright. It's lovely.
Oh, okay. It's sunny out here in California.
Awesome. Is it like really hot?
No, it's not hot. It's not cold. It's just right.
Just right. Fantastic. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to know, do I have to have a question or can I just see what Spirit has to say to me?
You can, yeah, we can do just what Spirit wants to say to you, or you can have a question.
No, I just want to know what Spirit has to say.
Okay, lovely. Right, let's see what Spirit have got to say for you today.
Okay,
Okay. I have this lovely female energy that's coming in. She's making me feel very calm and very relaxed. So either this is just the way that she felt when she was here, very calm and relaxed. I'm almost like I'll just let everybody else get on with it, and I'm just really chilled and really calm. So I feel that's what she was like, but I also feel I need to pass that on to you as well. And I feel that we have these busy lifestyles, you know, we're running around for other people, okay? And I feel that you've got quite a bit going on around you at the minute.
Yeah, I do.
You do, yeah. Okay. So I feel that I need to sort of take things a little bit easier, calm down a little bit, because somebody's going on about blood pressure. So do you get to a point of stress and stuff that you're quite sort of irate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you need to watch that, and that's where they want you to calm down, because you're sending your blood pressure up a little bit. Okay. Oh, got some. Oh, have you just got a new relationship or?
No, I've been with him for about a year and 2 months.
Okay, so you're still in the honeymoon period, because I've got little cherubs that have come in. I've got two little cherubs just. There's either renewed passion that's coming in there, or you're obviously just head over heels in love with this guy.
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay. Brilliant. Lovely. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. I've got some lovely red roses coming in for you as well. So there's roses coming in from the spirit world. I've got to give you the number 4 as well. So is there 4 of you, 4 brothers and sisters or 4 kids?
I don't know what 4 can mean, because I have brother and sister. I'm the baby, and I have a newborn child. She's not 4, so she's only 5 months. So I don't know.
Oh, so there's 4. Okay, there's 4 of you in the house. So it'd be you, your partner,
yeah,
and 2 kids.
It can mean that.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, so that's where the 4's coming in. Oh, and you've just had one, did you say?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she's 5 months.
Okay. Do you want another one?
Not right now, no.
Okay. It probably won't be just yet, but I feel there's another one coming, because they've just said 5. Right, okay. So, I'll leave that one at that. Right, okay, I don't know what to say. To this lovely lady, she's quite a jovial person, this lady. She's got she's a lovely medium, a little bit more than a medium build on her. Quite voluptuous, let's put it that way.
Okay.
She's got some, lovely dark hair that's quite curly. Okay, almost like not like a tight perm, but a wavy perm, like curly. Okay. Bless you. What else do you want to say? She's ringing bells. She's ringing bells. What's she ringing bells for? Come on, my love. All right. Oh, she's also going. Are you looking for? Is your fella looking for something new to do?
No. Not right now.
Who's looking for something new then? Because she's going, it's time, it's time. She's ringing a bell, and she's going, it's time.
I have no idea.
Hey?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. All right. It'll come, I don't know what she's doing that for. Come on, love.
Is it time to
get
married, maybe? Maybe she's like, I'm not married yet to him.
Oh, you're not married yet? Right. So that's what she's ringing the bells for. It's time to get married. Brilliant. Okay, let's see what we're going to do through there. Let's have a look. Well, I've got to get a couple of these out for you. 1, 2. Right, okay. So we've got outdoors for you as well. We need to go outside and get some fresh air and connect with nature and relieve stress, okay? And this is going to give you some new ideas as well, okay? I've got lots of roses on this card. I've got to give you lots of fresh, clean water as well, okay? Fresh, clean water that I need to get down me. I need to have a good old flush through. Okay, because obviously your body's been through quite a lot, hasn't it? So there's a lot of changes going on. There's a lot of repairing and stuff like that that's going on. So I need to get lots of fresh water through there for you. Okay. We've also got clairvoyance for you as well. Okay, so they're helping you with your spiritual sight to awaken fully so that you can clearly see heavenly love. Now, clairvoyance is seeing, okay? So as spirit come through to me, they usually show me what they look like, okay? And they'll show me stuff like she was just ringing her bell, okay? And a lot of it is done in the mind's eye. So you know how you imagine pictures in your mind?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Is what they're doing. This is what they're doing with you. Have you noticed random stuff that pops up in your mind?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, okay, cool. So this is the clairvoyance that's starting to work with you. So, and also with this, when she's ringing the bell, okay, with this time, and the time is now. So this is what they want you to have a look at, okay, in your, when you get time. So okay. have you got any angel cards or any cards or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. It might be worth grabbing a set and starting to work with them. They're a great tool to start with. And I say a tool because that's what they are. Spirit will work with you through your clairvoyance, your clairsentient, your clairaudient, and so on and so on, depending on what else they're going to work with you. So perhaps get yourself some cards and sit and have a play with them, okay? You can pick some out for yourself in the morning. You can do it for other people. And trust in what you get. In those pictures that come through, it may be numbers, it may be words, it may be feelings. But it looks like they're working with you on the clairvoyance to start with, which is quite cool. Okay, let's see what else they've got for you. Because you've got two little ones, haven't you? I wonder if there's anywhere. Have you got any spiritual centers or churches or anything like that near you?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I used to see like spirits around me, but they haven't came. That was when I was like 16 years old the last time I seen like spirits around me, and I'm 31, so I don't know why they stopped coming around. Is it, I don't know if they thought I was scared or something of them, but are they going to start coming back? Because that'll be cool. I mean, I'm not scared of them. I just, you know, don't know what happened.
It could have been that it was just your time to be you, you know. Everybody was not everybody, but a lot of the people were the same. You'll probably find that you had a imaginary friend when you were a kid as well, you know. And a lot of people just put it down to be an imaginary friend, but yeah, it probably wasn't. It was probably one of your helpers or your guides or family that were in spirit, you know. And if you were seeing spirit up till you were about 16. You know, they obviously wanted to work with you. So you've got that memory of all that. Mm-hmm. And then from when you were 16 onwards, you had to go and have a life, you know, and have earthly experiences. Because a lot of people think that sometimes when you're not consciously developing with spirit, they feel that they're not actually doing anything. But you are, because you're having experiences, you know, and it's all part of the bigger picture. So from when you were 0 to 16, you were having whatever experiences you were having, and spirit were coming in showing you this, that, and the other. And then from 16 onwards to now, you've had your earthly experiences as you, okay, but you're still developing spiritually because you're having all the emotions, you're learning about emotions, you're learning about grief, sorrow, happiness, greed, everything else, you know, so you're still developing. And now, if they're going to come round again now, by the looks of things, you'll have all those experiences to help other people with as well.
Okay.
So when you go and start doing things with working with spirit, with your clairvoyance, for example, I've got a bit of a past with drugs, etc. So spirit sends me people that are using drugs, okay? And I can tell them about my experiences, yeah, and how I got through it and how I moved on with it and so on. And then you'll do the same with people that you've had experiences in your life.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So look out for that. If you've got like somebody that can help you develop, I mean, you don't need to, because it's all within us, okay? If you really want to do it, you can connect with your guides and your angels and they can help you. But us as people, we like to have somebody else, you know, somebody physically here helping us and explaining things to us. But trust in yourself, trust in the messages that you're getting, because they are going to come more and more and more.
Okay, cool.
And you'll get that real feeling that you just need to say to one of your mates, you know, oh, what's this? Who's this person? And they'll go, oh, that was my late granddad, or this, that, or the other. And you'll be like, oh, no way. And you'll be like, oh, yeah. And then you'll pass on a message of some sort. So always trust. But if you've got like a spiritual center or a church, have an open circle of some sort that you can go and they can help you with stuff like that.
Okay, I can't wait for that to happen.
Brilliant. So, yeah, send that thought out. Tell them that you're ready to work and you're ready to develop, okay? Because it's like a relearning type thing, okay? It's already within you. You've just got to get it out and sort of relearn it a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, bless you. I'm going to leave that up with you. All right, thanks very much for calling. All right,
okay.
Take care. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Blimey, Riley, doesn't time fly when you're having fun? I know Wednesdays is only an hour show. Don't forget we've got John Sherry, the energy reader, coming in next week to take some calls and talk about his energy calling. Pugmama there, she says, you're not going to believe this. While we were talking, there was a call waiting signal, which I ignored, of course. I just checked the message, and it was from the very gentleman we were discussing, the energy healer. Awesome. How funny is that? Wicked. Right, let's go over to our next caller. Hello there. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Annette.
Sorry?
Annette.
Annette. Hello, yeah. Annette. My name's John. How are you today?
I'm well, John. I'm well. And yourself?
Good. Yes. I'm doing very well.
Good.
Thank you very much. Whereabouts are you in the world?
I am in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, awesome. Boston. What's the weather like over in Boston at the minute?
It's actually a beautiful, beautiful spring day.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Don't you just love spring?
Yes. Yeah.
It's just,
finally.
You know, the colours just starting to come out. So you're obviously in the same sort of bracket that we are, because we're just coming into spring now. We've literally just started our summer. We've put the clocks forward or whatever it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's literally just last weekend that we're having those sort of longer days now. And
yes.
The colours, you know, the colours that are coming out, the flowers and the trees.
Yes.
It's
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Cool. So how can we help you today?
Well, I'm calling in regards to work. I know I'm looking to definitely leave and move into another work environment. It seems like whenever I start talking about work, it makes me depressed and angry. Because of how I'm treated. It's if I really don't exist.
Okay. Wow. Do you know what? Did you hear the philosophy, the bit that we said about earlier on? about the young lad that worked in the kitchens, and obviously he was treated rubbish as well. And when he stopped doing his job, the whole place falls to pieces, you know. And it's a shame that people, you know, don't treat their staff well nowadays.
I'm shocked about just the behavior. Is shocking to me, not because I'm speaking for myself, but I know that it's happened to a lot of other people, and they've left the job. But I'm just appalled that executives would be this way, and they're showing an example to other employees. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, well, in a way, you're learning a great lesson there, and the main lesson is that you're not meant to be there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty much in a hole. That you know, mm-hmm. your time at that place is over, and it is time for you to move on. I'm just hoping Spirit are going to come through and give us something for you. There's a lot of sympathy that's coming around you as well at the minute for something else. Okay, what's that for? Was there a passing around this time of year in the family somewhere?
Yes, my sister Tracy.
Okay.
My sister Tracy and my I have actually another sister that passed in February of 2015.
Okay. Oh, wow, bless her. Right, okay. What else you got for us? Obviously, you know, that was a sad time.
Yes.
But I feel that you're coping very well with this.
Yes.
Okay. They're talking about horizon. So there's like a blessing in disguise with stuff that's going on around you at the minute, okay?
Oh, really?
Because the stuff that's coming on the horizon, it's like I get the feeling that I needed to be at that place for a reason, to learn the lessons, but it's so that you, when you do go on to the next one or even the next one after that, it's going to be like you're going to feel the appreciation of what you actually do. Having a self-worth, and it's going to work on so many different levels for you as well.
Wow. Okay. So I don't, to me it's like I don't understand why this is happening. Is it the company itself? Is this what they call the company culture?
Without actually being, to be honest, I haven't really been in a big company environment. I've worked with big companies, and I know a lot of people that have as well. But you just see it so many times, you know, that people are being mistreated, which is such a shame. If these bosses that expect that want their staff to do a good job, then keep them happy, you know. Keep them well fed, you know. Keep them well fed. Keep a smile on the face. Entertain them as well as making them work. Because a happy workforce is a happy business, and it's
right.
as simple. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that.
Right.
But if you've got if there's somebody that's a little bit power happy, power trigger happy, what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
You know, that can bring a whole company down. Unfortunately.
Do you see growth with this? Do you see growth with the company? Do you see it growing and changing?
What, their company?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't see anything to do with them, because it's all about you.
Okay.
It's all about you, I don't see anything with them. We were just talking in general there, about the thing, about different companies. But no, you know, it's all about you and you going over to your next step, okay?
Yes.
you will get that feeling of self-worth. You will find that job. You send that thought out into the universe, and it will come around when it's ready. You may have to do another couple of places yet, but you will find it. You know, one door closes, another one opens. You will get it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's time for me.
It is. I've got to give you a ruby. That's it. Red ruby.
Okay. Red ruby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got a ruby, a ruby ring, or a ruby necklace, or something with ruby on it?
I might have a ruby stone.
Okay. If you've got a ruby stone, try and have it with you. If it's not too expensive, because you don't want to lose it. Try and keep it with you for a while, because there's something in that that's going to the properties that's in it that's going to help you.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay. Let's just have a look and see what the angels want to bring through to you. Oh, brilliant! Your card is perfect. Courage.
Mm.
Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs, Archangel Ariel.
Yes.
Absolutely perfect.
That, I will tell you, that's one thing I do. I mean, I'm like, no matter what, I will always, always do what is right in my gut. Always.
Good. Super.
I will always do what my gut says. You need to turn to the left, I'm turning to the left. If my gut says you need to say something, I'm going to say something. That's how I move. It's always my gut. If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right. I'm not going to justify it. It's not right.
Bless you. Bless you.
You know,
so
I'm not afraid to stand for that.
Yeah, no, stand up. Stand up for you. You know, for what's right and what's right for you as well. What's right for somebody else is necessarily not right for you. You know.
Exactly. Somebody else. And you know, and I'm not afraid. I let the company know that you know that this isn't you know this doesn't it's not right for me. And you know we have we have to learn to do the right thing. I will always do the right thing. I will always do what my God tells me to do, and I will always stand in my truth and do the right thing.
Good for you. Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let us know. Let us know how you get on.
I will.
I will. Keep looking. There is one that's there for you. There is something just around the corner. Okay, we talked about the horizon. There's something around the 2 months mark. Okay, so there's something around 2 months. I'm getting two with the M with it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bless you. Well, thank you very much for calling
in. Bless you. Thank you.
All right. Take
many
care.
Blessings
bye-bye.
To you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God, isn't time fly when you're having fun? We've only got 7 minutes left. I'm not going to get to hardly any of the callers tonight. Oh, dear. Well, do you know what? I even thought earlier about doing the hour and a half show this evening as well. I should have gone with my gut then, shouldn't I? And did the hour and a half show. So we're going to have to quickly move on. We've only got 7 minutes left of the show. Let's go to the next caller. Hello.
Hello, John. This is Tom. How are you?
Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
Oh, great. You're doing an awesome job tonight. You really are. You're wicked
Bless
cool.
Bless
really.
You. Thank you very much, Tom.
I spoke to you a few weeks ago. I think it might have been on your first show.
Yeah.
And we talked about multitudes of different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where to start.
Okay.
Is there something you want to hone in on?
At the minute... Right. At the minute, the whole of my ceiling has turned into stars and the universe at the moment. Have you been doing some traveling?
I've been trying astral traveling.
Perfect. Excellent. So that's what these stars and the universe is coming in. And that's where the traveling's coming in. So, yeah, absolutely perfect. Because you're doing a lot in your sleep. Even though you've been trying to consciously do it, you've been going off in your sleep as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I listen to meditation tapes as I sleep, like 5-hour tapes, 6-hour tapes.
Yeah.
But usually the next day I feel drained.
Yes.
Like something actually sucked onto me and drained my energy.
Right. Are you putting the protection around you before you go off?
Yes, I am. I listened to you last time, and that's what you told me to do.
Awesome. Okay. And you're
grounding the white light into myself also.
Brilliant. And you're grounding yourself when you come back?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So why are you drinking? Oh, right. Are you doing this every night?
Excuse me?
Are you doing it every night?
Yes, every night. Every time I hit the bed, I do it.
Right, there you go. You need to get the balance. You're doing too much.
Really?
That's why, yeah, that's why you're feeling drained. Okay. And you literally, and because when you go back to sleep at the next night, you're not fully recuperated, so for example, you start on 100%, okay? And let's say five days' time, you're down at, say, 75%, okay? So then you go back to bed and you go off again, all right? Your body's not recuperating enough, so you're actually going down a couple of percent each time, and then your body's coming back up again, and then it's going back down again and up again and down again. So what I would suggest...
Okay.
Is
yes.
If you do do one night, have a couple of days off, then do another one. See how that feels with your energy.
Okay. Well, I also listen to them during the day.
Okay.
Maybe I should cut that back a little.
Yeah. A great teacher always said to me, and still does, and he was talking about it last night, was if you're doing like 2 days on, 2 days off,
okay.
Get the balance. Get the balance.
Got it.
Yes. Even when we're doing our mediumship and stuff, when we're at like churches and things like that, it's very rare that you'll either get one the day after to start with until.
Okay.
Till you build it up and you've got enough energy to do that and to work every day.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you see
anything around moving?
Moving. Right. So you've sent the thought out about moving?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's 50. I keep getting 50. Okay. I'm not getting the key at the minute. Okay, so for some reason they're not giving me the key, so there's nothing going to happen just yet, I don't feel.
Okay. I'll live with that.
Okay. But send that thought out. If you want to move, send that thought out, okay?
Yes. It's all rite of passage to me.
Okay. Somebody's saying you've still got work to do there.
Oh, no. I've been working here 11 years. I can't stand the frozen tundra.
Oh, bless you. But it may not be on a physical work. It may be some spiritual work.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could handle that.
Yeah, look at it that way, because I feel I've got, all right, they're making me go in myself, okay? So I feel I need to go into myself, as in you, go into your heart, and deal with some stuff that's in there from the past.
Okay.
Okay.
That resonates with me. It really does.
Okay. There's a couple of things that need to be dealt with before I can move forward.
Okay.
Brilliant. Right. I'm going to have to love you and leave you there, Tom.
That's okay, John. Thank you so much.
Bless
you,
my friend.
Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you very much for calling in. All right. Speak to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, lovely to hear from Tom, and I'm glad he's doing so well. And yeah, you know, balance, we all have to get balance in absolutely everything. I'm ever so sorry I'm not going to get to the last two callers that we've got. I know they've been on the phone for quite a while, but I've literally just got a minute to go. So everything that you do, we use energy, you know, we use energy in everything that we do. So make sure that you eat the right foods,
drink plenty of water, okay? Water in itself as is healing, you know? Try and filter it as much as you can. We were talking about that last week, about the filtered water and stuff, and the fluoride that's in the water. And I think it was Pub Mama that come up with somebody that did the fluoride, that takes the fluoride out of it anyway. Get some of that. So keep that balance. Get plenty of good rest. Tom doing so well on your stuff. And he's, you know, take it easy. Have a few days off here and there. Get that balance right. So it is time for me to go and get my balance right and have some rest. Enjoy the rest of your week. Back again on Sunday with the 1.5 hour show. We're going to have to do the Wednesday, an hour and a half already. So sweet dreams. Good night, everybody. Bless you all.